Two people who crafted characters and lines that people from 60 to 6 still spout died this week, Joseph Barbera and Chris Hayward. Joseph Barbera, along with his partner William Hanna, created television's first animated comedy shows, cartoon characters who inhabited a half-hour sitcom kind of world. Huckleberry Hound, Fred Flintstone, Scooby-Doo, and Yogi Bear, who lived to steal treats and evade Ranger Smith in his natural habitat of Jellystone Park.
That gives me an idea here!
Whatever it is, Yogi, the ranger isn't gonna like it.
What's not to like? I'm just making a real-life toy bear. Out of you, boo-boo.
Critics called the cartoon derivative, to cite a critic's word. Even the name had been pinched from a baseball player who was himself famous for spouting non sequiturs. In 1960, the team created the Flintstones, which, with its portly main character, his indulgent wife, and jovial, dutiful neighbor joining him at lodge meetings, seemed clearly inspired by Jackie Gleason's The Honeymoon.
Fred Flintstone, you come out of that thing this instant.
You too, Barney Rubble. Whatever made you think you could fly a thing like that?
Well, it was Fred's idea. He got tired of walking, so we volunteered.
And I'm unvolunteering right now.
Chris Hayward was a writer for Jay Ward Productions, which made cartoons that were variety comedy shows. Rocky and His Friends, featuring Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose, was an ensemble series studded with off-the-wall allusions that amused the parents of watching children and might even have inspired kids to find out what was so funny. It was the height of the Cold War, and two characters were Boris Badenoff and his raven-haired moll, Natasha Fatale, who tried to be spies but usually gave themselves away.
Boris, darling, your plan worked. Moose and Squirrel are out of the way at last.
You said it, Guido. If all went well, they should be in orbit by now.
But what else could they be with those accents? And then there was Dudley Do-Right, the marble-jawed Mountie, who was the lonely defender of justice and fair play, handsome, brave, daring, and just a little bit lost. Dudley ceaselessly pursued the villainous Snidely Whiplash and was quite hopelessly in love with Nell, who was hopelessly in love with Dudley's horse.
But, Nell, why won't you marry me?
Because you are too good, Dudley.
For you, Nell, I would rotten up.
For a time, the Rocky and Bullwinkle show was banned in Canada for being detrimental to a national institution. Chris Hayward was 81 when he died last month. His death was announced this week. Jay Ward Productions did not pay him very well by Hollywood standards, but he went on to write other shows that did, including The Munsters. Joseph Barbera died this week at age 95. He produced his last Scooby-Doo show just a year ago, after creating more than 1,000 cartoon characters in his lifetime. This is NPR News.